A sea of white baseball caps and a backdrop of Lebanon snow-covered cedars for the altar. An image that reminds one how the Lebanese love to say how they can go for a day skiing in the mountains and then take a swim along the shore of this Mediterranean nation. Well, Sunday's Mass overlooking that sea was one of communion and witness. The Catholic churches of East and West, represented by their patriarchs and bishops, celebrating with the Pope of Rome this historic day when he delivered to them the document they've all been waiting for, the Apostolic Exhortation, concluding the 2010 Synod of Bishops for the Middle East.
Après avoir signé l'exhortation apostolique post-synodale, Église en Orient, Médio-Oriente. J'ai la joie de la remettre à toutes les églises particulières.
Communion and witness, in fact, was the theme of that synod, and here at Sunday's Mass we saw the Latin Rite interspersed with chants and prayers of the Eastern and Byzantine churches.
الحكمة لنقف ولنسمع الإنجيل المقدس. السلام لجميعكم.
In fact, the more than 350,000 people here came from all of the region's seven Catholic rites, and Orthodox and Protestants participated too in fraternal ecumenical communion. The lectern of the Mass, a simple but poignant symbol of peace. The Bible cradled amid the gnarled branches of a centuries-old olive tree, recalling the millennia that Christians have lived in these lands. Sunday's Gospel plunged us back into Jesus' time, finding him on his way to Jerusalem, where he would be crucified and then resurrected, in a holy land of which Lebanon is a part. Pope Benedict called this moment a turning point in Jesus' life.
Jésus se trouve à un tournant déterminant de son existence. Il monte vers Jérusalem, vers le lieu.
And this region, with its grand hopes of freedom and human rights, but ripped apart by conflict, is also finding itself at a similar turning point. And Pope Benedict showed Christians here the way to go, encouraging them to prepare for the year of faith beginning in October and being true servants to the needy and their neighbor. He said Christians have a vocation to serve others freely and impartially. Consequently, he said, in a world where violence constantly leaves behind its grim trail of death and destruction, to serve justice and peace is urgently necessary for building a fraternal society. He said Christians can render an essential testimony here in cooperation with all people of goodwill and by being peacemakers wherever they may be.
Je vous appelle tous à œuvrer pour la paix. Chacun à son niveau est là où il se trouve.
And he challenged clergy and lay to put the apostolic exhortation, a roadmap to their future, into practice in their lives, to rediscover life's spiritual dimension, and to work for greater communion within their church, among fellow Christians and all others. At the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict launched a dramatic appeal for peace in Syria and neighboring countries where the tragedy of the conflicts and violence are all too familiar.
Pour les habitants de la Syrie et des pays voisins implorant le don de la paix.
Why so many dead, he asked. Violence and hatred invade people's lives, he said, lamenting the first victims are women and children. He appealed to the international community and to Arab countries that, as brothers, he said, they might propose workable solutions respecting the dignity, the rights, and the religion of every human person. Those who wish to build peace, he said, must cease to see in the other an evil to be eliminated. Invoking the intercession of Mary, Our Lady of Lebanon, whom both Christians and Muslims revere, the Pope prayed for the gift of peaceful hearts, the silencing of weapons, and an end to all violence in this country, in Syria, and all the Middle East. May men understand, he said, that they are all brothers.
Puissent les hommes comprendre qu'ils sont tous frères.
with the Pope in this land of ancient olive trees, cedars, and of hopes. I'm Tracy McClure.